Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, this will shock you. I know. This will shock you because woke, you know, usually woke is so profitable for companies, but not so much here. New December comic book sales data appears to show that readers are, yes, you guessed it, rejecting the woke changes to Superman. Shocking, I know. 855-839-1210. The latest data featuring comic book sales from December appear to show that readers are rejecting DC Comics' woke changes to Superman. I'm not surprised by this. First, they replaced Clark Kent with his son, Jonathan Kent, as Superman. And then they made him, you know, bi. And they confirmed in October that John Kent had phoned for a reporter, this time a guy named Jay, instead of Lois Lane. Anyway, this is what happens when the comics go woke and they put woke over story quality and they put woke over adherence to the character and that sort of thing. They wind up losing sales. Nobody should be shocked by this, of course, but this is what happens all the time. They don't understand. Woke does not equal sales. Woke does not help. This notion that corporations, and they do this all the time, they're gonna tap into some market here by going woke, it doesn't work for them. It doesn't. And, you know, I mean, shocking. Meanwhile, if you think of a show or something that's not woke and doesn't try to be woke, it's just killing it, that would be Yellowstone, which is now was the highest rated show in its fourth season. Huge, huge. And forcing Hollywood to pay attention to it, finally, the critics. Not that Yellowstone fans really care if it wins awards or not. In fact, it's kind of the thing that they don't need it to. They don't want it to, but... You know, it's still at some point, I think, maybe, possibly, companies will realize this. Woke does not equal money. It doesn't. You might make people happy on Twitter with hashtags. You're going to get a day or two of free publicity over whatever little woke changes you're making. But you're not going to, you know, it's not going to help you in the long run. It's not. Making Superman buy is not going to help you sell things. It's just not. It's just not. I mean, because people see what it is. They see it as a cheap publicity stunt. They see it as something designed to make more money for them, and they see right through it. And it's nothing to do with, you know, I mean, this is the thing. It's the year 2022. This isn't groundbreaking anymore. No, none of this is considered groundbreaking. Nobody thinks this is bold and courageous. Everybody thinks it's just stupid. You know, maybe if this was 40 years ago or something, people might, wow, it's really bold. But I mean, who cares at this point? No one cares. And that's the problem, is that no one cares. And then, of course, the other problem with Superman is they changed the slogan, of course, to try to appease China. They went from truth, justice, and the American way, which was an iconic saying for Superman forever. You know, Superman used to say, I stand for truth, justice, and the American way. Of course, in the original Superman, the movie, there is Clark Kent, and when he becomes Superman, and he says that, it's a great moment. Christopher Reeves, it's just awesome. Then they do that stupid Superman Returns movie in 2005 with Brandon Routh playing Superman. And then what they do in the movie to subtly drop that is the Perry White character, played by Frank Langella, who's a great actor. But the line that he says is he goes, I want to know everything. I want to know this. I want to know that. Does he still stand for truth, justice, all that stuff? That was their way of kind of dropping the American way. But Superman has always been an American character to the point of there actually was a red Superman comic where Superman, it's what if Superman's ship had landed in Russia instead of the United States, if it had landed in the Soviet Union and he'd been raised by Russians and then believed he was, you know, fighting for communism. It's called Red Sun. It's a great comic. It's actually, they made an adaptation of it recently, which I think you can see on Warner Brothers and HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. It's really good. Because it's a whole thing. I mean, if Superman fought for the American way of life, but his ship had landed in the Soviet Union instead of the Kents finding him, Jonathan and Martha Kent finding him and adopting him and raising him, if he had been found by, you know, Boris and Natasha and then raised up to fight for communism and the Marxist-Leninist way of life. It's a great concept. But that's the point. Superman has always been an American superhero, red, white, and blue. It's like his thing. But when they drop that Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow, it sends a message for two things. Number one, you're taking an iconic character who is really ours, and you're dropping that so that you can appease, I guess, China, who hates our way of life. And then you got to think to yourself too, like, why? I mean, why do we hate our way of life? I mean, we don't put people in concentration camps like the Chinese do with the Uyghurs. We don't put people in forced labor like the Chinese Communist Party does, but we'll change our slogans to make them happy, to appease them. For what purpose exactly? They also have Superman. One of the new character points. Superman joins other heroes on the cover of Kal-El number 7 to fight for, of course, climate change. And he joins with other students and he's holding a sign that says "School Strike for Climate." Because Superman's going to fight for a better tomorrow, which includes, of course, climate change. You see what I mean about how stupid this is? And then they wonder why the sales are down. Readers aren't into this. They're not. But this is the thing, though. It's also too about the rejecting of what is something that is so consequential. It's like if you took Batman and turned him from being a vigilante and a detective and turned him into, you know, a social worker who goes out there and tries to convince criminals to get the help they need, that would crash and burn, rightfully so, faster than its stupid bat nipples with George Clooney, because it's not the character, it's not what it stands for, it's not who he is. But in the name of woke, you know, Hollywood has no original ideas anymore. We'll try to do this stupid stuff. At some point, maybe they'll learn their lesson. I don't think they will, because I think for them, it's less about making something successful, and it's more about proving a point. You know, to brag that we've changed Truth, Justice, and the American way to Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow, because we don't want our American. How dare we tell the world how to live? How dare we tell the world with all of our freedom how they should live? How dare we tell China how they should treat, you know, religious minorities, for example? Who are we to tell them? And that's why all these people, of course, are trying to get to the United States of America, because we're such a horrible, horrible place. In an interview with IGN, the writer elaborated, the quest for John and for a creative team is, what should a new Superman fight for today? Can a 17-year-old Superman battle giant robots while ignoring the climate crisis? Of course not. He then detailed that Superman's not just a climate activist, but he's also an activist for illegal immigrants as well. Can someone with super sight and super hearing ignore injustices beyond his borders? Can he ignore the plight of asylum seekers? With all these woke changes happening back-to-back, DC Comics put out a press release claiming that they had unprecedented orders for Superman, Son of Kal-El number 5. The company wrote, following the news of the upcoming reveal of John Kent coming out as bisexual in issue number 5, global fan excitement has led to more orders for the upcoming issue than the series' debut issue. Previous estimates for the book sale showed it was in the gutter, with claiming the first book of Superman, Son of Kal-El, had only sold 68,800 issues back in July when it first debuted. That was good for the 17th best-selling comic of the month. The most recent data compiled reveals that the book's third issue only sold 34,000 copies in September. That was good for the 77th best-selling comic of the month. Now, the 68,800 number for the first issue of the new woke Superman series is even worse when you compare it to a previous Superman number one issue. When the series was rebooted, when Brian Michael Bendis took over the title back in 2018, Superman number one sold 133,700 copies. In June of 2016, when DC Comics relaunched their entire line with DC Rebirth, Superman Rebirth number one sold 118,500 copies. So now you think about that for a moment. You think about that contrasted with the first issue of The Woke, which was the highest one sold of the series of The Woke Superman, 68,800. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Sales tracking website explains the data set is unit and dollar sales ranking based on sales tracked at point of sale by the Comic Hub system at stores selling American comics around the world. Superman Son of Kal-El did hit the sixth most sold comic book for the month of November, but it still didn't beat out the likes of Batman and Dark Knights of Steel. The data reveals that it was a one-time gimmick as the book did not show up in the top 50 chart when looking at total units of Superman comics sold. The flagship Superman book at DC Comics is not on a top 50 comic books, only five issues in. So the Superman Son of Kal-El, which recently featured the return of Lex Luthor, hoping that they were going to try to turn things around, didn't do anything to help. The numbers are terrifying. There's been a lot of speculation about the health of DC Comics. No, nothing is nothing quite says you're screwed like this, said one comic book observer. In terms of health of the company, this is a disaster for them to not even break the top 50 DC titles. Of the top 50 DC titles, 48 of them are Batman books. You know what I think, too? If you think about it, what is Batman but a crime-fighting, ass-kicking vigilante in a time in America when people feel like America's under siege? It's why I think the Batman movie is going to do very, very well, because he's just an all-out vigilante. He's not, there's no nipples, there's no funny, you know, bat, like even the Michael Keaton Batman movies back then did some silly stuff. Like, they had at one point, he had a CD that he uses, and it's got the bat symbol on the CD. Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, a vigilante's not going to take the time out of his crime-fighting days to actually put the bat symbol on his CDs. Like, there were some silly moments like that. This movie's just flat out. Batman goes out there and just beats criminals to a pulp, a bloody, bloody pulp. And think about that. In this age of wokeism and the age of defund the police and everything else, Batman's doing better than ever. The guy that's going out there and jumping off rooftops to beat criminals within an inch of their life and sometimes with no life at all is doing better than the Man of Steel, who's now the woke Man of Steel, who's now fighting to help illegal immigrants cross into Texas. I don't know what else. I don't know what other evidence I could offer you of how woke doesn't help. It only hurts.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.